KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 38 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 2 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation over the past 24 hours. A little bit of rain yesterday, a little bit of rain early this morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. In the news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening learned more about a proposed program that would offer commercial and residential tax exemptions, or abatements as they're commonly called, on new construction and for renovations to some existing residential properties. Councilman Dana Halder reported to the council on discussions held during a March 18th meeting of the Community Development Committee.
And basically what we came up with was for new residential and commercial construction to be eligible for a 5-year sliding scale tax abatement for 100, 80, 60, 40, 20 with a $250,000 cap. And then any existing residential and commercial, anything basically to be targeting some of the blighted areas or properties, anything built before 1960 to be eligible for a 5-year 100% tax abatement on what they would improve. It would have to increase the property value by 20%, along with having the electrical box brought up to current standards.
Halder said since the group came up with their concept, they learned through SWPCO, the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, that there are some issues with the plan, specifically with regard to the residential cap on new construction. He says that might have to be reduced to $75,000 instead of $250,000. The committee plans to meet with SWPCO representatives next Tuesday to hammer out the details and implement them as soon as possible.
We just want to try and get this thing going and get it done so that we can get it over with by the 1st of May. And because there are, you know, there's some people that are interested in getting going and doing some building, and so we want to try and get this in place as fast as we can.
City leaders in Atlantic have been talking about revising the current tax exemption or abatement plan for years because of numerous complaints over how much is awarded and the criteria for what is granted. Mayor Dave Jones said that he would like the tax abatement program in effect for 3 years once it's implemented, with the option to renew and or improve it after that. Councilman Halder said Atlantic needs to get moving quickly because other cities with abatement programs in place are passing us by in terms of attracting new business and residents.
We just feel like we're in a competitive situation. Towns around us have this going on, and they're building. You know, we got people saying, hey, you know, I'm about doing this. I think it's something we need to at least try.
City Administrator Doug Harris pointed out the last time the city adopted a plan for new residential and commercial property tax exemptions or abatements was in 1996. That Urban Revitalization Plan, or URP, expired in 1999. A URP must be in place before there's a public hearing and an ordinance is enacted allowing the abatements to take place. Harris said that SWPCO could help the city put together an updated urban revitalization plan as well as help with a tax exemption program. News time is 7:10.
See Dan's Welding Service for all your welding needs. Dan's Welding Service has been in business for 27 years and has the experience and equipment to tackle all of your general welding and fabrication applications, even plasma cutting and on-site welding. Dan's Welding can repair most manifolds and casting using the Ute alloy system, a nickel-based alloy with properties which makes it ideal for protective coating, joining, and cladding applications on a variety of base metals, including steels, cast irons, and nickel alloys. Dan's Welding also handles a variety of machine work using a vertical mill and lathe. Dan's Welding in Cumberland also stocks major bearings and most of your bolt and chain needs, as well as custom Gates hydraulic hoses from a quarter inch to 1-inch 6-wire hose. Dan's Welding Service can save your expensive combine tires with a headstock roller. Call and ask for details. See Dan Anstey at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland for all your welding jobs. 712-774-2215. Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years.
Here, the City of Atlantic is looking for a new wastewater treatment plant superintendent. City Administrator Doug Harris announced during last night's City Council meeting that Superintendent Mark Ferrier, who was hired to run the new plant in 2012, has resigned effective July 3, 2014.
He and his wife and family are moving to Guatemala to be missionaries. So he's given us plenty of notice. I've already started the process in terms of advertising, but We'll have to. I know a number of cities. It's not an easy position to fill, finding someone with a Class 3 license.
Harris reported also that work on Highway 6 or 7th Street, if you will, from just east of Olive to near Burger King, won't be taking place this year as planned. That's because it took so long to get the DOT's approval and paperwork pushed through. Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Sturm said it appears the bid letting for the project would be until April 2015, that is, with work to begin later that same spring. In other business, Mayor Dave Jones reminded residents of Atlantic not to wait too long to mow their lawn.
Spring is coming. It's down the road, and mowing's going to be coming. We're going to be a little more aggressive on mowing grasses, so please don't let your grass go 14 inches tall. Don't force it into issues we don't want to be at. We want to have a nice green lawn. There's about 1 or 2% of people that abuse the system every year.
In a previous council meeting, it was announced the city would not be sending out warning notices and that property owners would receive a bill for the services of city crews who take care of the problem. It was also noted the cost for city crews to mow your lawns is much more expensive than if you hired someone on your own to handle it on a regular basis. Jones warned against blowing the lawn clippings into the streets, which can clog the stormwater drainage system and cause costly sewer system repairs. The mayor also proclaimed April as Parkinson's Disease Awareness Month, and he recognized the efforts of the local Parkinson's Disease Support Group to raise funds and promote awareness of the fight against Parkinson's. News time is 7:13.
See Dan's Welding Service for all your welding needs. Dan's Welding Service has been in business for 27 years and has the experience and equipment to tackle all of your general welding and fabrication applications, even plasma cutting and on-site welding. Dan's Welding can repair most manifolds and casting using the Ute alloy system, a nickel-based alloy with properties which makes it ideal for protective coating, joining, and cladding applications on a variety of base metals, including steels, cast irons, and nickel alloys. Dan's Welding also handles a variety of machine work using a vertical mill and lathe. Dan's Welding in Cumberland also stocks major bearings and most of your bolt and chain needs, as well as custom Gates hydraulic hoses from a 1/4-inch to 1-inch 6-wire hose. Dan's Welding Service can save your expensive combine tires with a headstock roller. Call and ask for details. See Dan Anstey at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland for all your welding jobs. 712-774-2215. Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years.
In the funeral announcements, Georgia Ann Severs, age 89, of Avoca, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Georgia Ann Severs will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Ruth Wenzel, age 95, of Lewis, died Saturday. Funeral services for Ruth Wenzel will be today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jerry Lee Gibson, age 50, of Elliott, died Saturday. A memorial service for Jerry Lee Gibson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Elliott United Methodist Church, with the Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of arrangements. Delphine Gussie Maloney, age 89, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Gussie Maloney will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Austin Oldenkamp, age 18, of Griswold, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Austin Oldenkamp will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Sioux City. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Robert Bob Drenner, age 70, of Malvern and formerly of Cass County, died Wednesday in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Bob Drenner will be held on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Waubonsie Church, south of Glenwood. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Gerald Sickles, age 85, who is formerly of Greenfield, died December 27th. Memorial services for Gerald Sickles will be this Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Mark Gall, age 59, of League City, Texas, died March 26th. A massive Christian burial service for Mark Gall will be Saturday at 11:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Anita Irene von Bergen, age 95, who's formerly of Casey, died March the 20th. Graveside services for Anita von Bergen will be Saturday at 2:30 at the Oakwood Cemetery at Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has arrangements. Our news brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.